Good afternoon and welcome into the Classical Cafe and the Green Room. We have Daniel Hagee here from the Wichita Symphony Orchestra. They're having a huge weekend. Not only can you hear a concert from the Wichita Symphony Orchestra tomorrow night on Radio Kansas, but you get a chance to hear them live and in person. And this is one of those times I'm going to ask you, Daniel, to help me run down radio. You know, hearing you on the radio is a pale facsimile of hearing you live. So I want to encourage everyone to be out for the concert.
Yes, live music is really where it's at. I mean, we love recorded music too that we can hear on the radio, but it's a really phenomenal experience to experience things there in person.
Especially something like the Verdi Requiem.
Yes, because on a recording, you can't really understand the grandeur of the work. You really can't, because the sheer spectacle of seeing almost 250 people on the stage, if you count, you know, the 80 musicians, near 170 singers on the stage in the chorus, and then you have four soloists and so on. It's a lot of people up there, and the stage is very cramped, but it's full of joy and all of the emotions that you'll experience on the Verdi.
So this is actually the Wichita Symphony's own chorus, is that right?
Yes, the Wichita Symphony Chorus, and it's directed by Ryan Beacon.
Do you most years have a concert with them?
Yes, every year we do. Every year we do. We have two concerts with them every year.
How long is something like this in the works? How much preparation does well? How long has the choir been getting together?
The choir gets together already starting in the fall, and they go weekly. They rehearse weekly on whatever work we're going to put together. And so they've been doing this for quite a while. The Verdi is a big piece, and it takes a lot of preparation. So the chorus members have been working for some time with this.
What an astounding thing to be able to borrow that equity off of all of these talented musicians. They've put all this work in, and they're ready to put it out there on Saturday evening. The concert itself, 7 o'clock?
It's 7:30.
7:30
with a pre-concert chat around 6:45.
Okay. All right. And so the Verdi Requiem, is there a particular challenge? I mean, obviously there are interpretational challenges and things like that. Is this something that requires something special of the orchestra? Are there instruments you have to rent or professionals you need to invite in to round things out?
The orchestra itself is not unconventional. It is a fairly conventional orchestra. It's a very large orchestra. I mean, it's very rare that you have to have, like, let's say, four bassoons and, you know, then the regular set of horns, trumpets, trombones, tuba, percussion. So in that sense, it's pretty straightforward. But it's because of all the different forces that you need. For example, we bring in solo singers who have their own idea about how the music should go when they're singing. But the conductor also has to have the view of the piece at 30,000 feet to know how it all goes together. So each component has to be thoroughly rehearsed on its own before coming together. So I've already met with the chorus, and they were excellently prepared already with Ryan Beacon. And then I've worked with the orchestra alone for two rehearsals. And now I'm going to work with the solo singers. And so I've worked with each group separately, and then mm-hmm. we put them all together. And before that even started, everyone had to do their own homework just individually before they show up for the first rehearsal. So there's a lot of work, a lot of preparation that goes into this.
Who are our soloists? Maybe we hit a couple now and a couple in a few minutes.
Sure. Well, Shannon Jennings is the soprano. Christina Gerke is the mezzo. Victor Starsky is the tenor, and Alan Held, who we have right here in Wichita, will be singing bass. So it's just a star cast of solo singers.
He's having a busy season, because I happen to know he's tied up next weekend with the Wichita Grand Opera.
Mm-hmm.
So hear him while he's before he wears himself out, I guess, this weekend.
No, that guy could go forever.
Alan. So again, Century 2 Concert Hall, 7:30. And tickets at WSO.org or WichitaSymphony.org.
WichitaSymphony.org.
They both work.
316-267-7658 is the phone number. But at WichitaSymphony.org, you can see everything that we do. You can buy tickets there. You can see the seating chart, where you want to sit. And tickets are going fast, so I recommend that people get their tickets for Saturday night, the 11th, for a 7:30 show. This is without intermission, which actually means that the show will be done early. So it won't be the normal 2 hours, but you'll probably be done by before 9 p.m. This is our final Masterworks of the season too. So if you're thinking about going to the symphony, this is your chance.
You can take part in that, and I really do mean take part. When you are a member of an audience, your vibes really do make it up to the stage. I mean, the chorus,
Oh.
the huge chorus, they're facing you. They can
Yeah.
see how you're responding. They can see your faces, and you drive them forward. And
I've
Daniel
only.
Heggie is with us. He's talking about the concert Saturday evening at 7:30. And yeah, I'm sorry, I interrupted you there. I wanted to make sure everybody knew who you were.
Thank you. I've always said that the audience is an active part of the experience for us when we're performing, because we can sense how much people are really absorbed into the music. And I've always felt like an audience member has to bring at least 50% effort just to listen and to be part of it, being active listeners. Because when you do invest in the moment of what's happening right in front of you, you get so much more out of it. You really do. And the music is like taking a thrilling ride, because the music is visceral and dramatic, and it's such a masterpiece, and it's taking you through every emotion, from being very meditative, reflective. But there's a lot of kind of blood and guts, you might say. The Dies Irae, for example, is the day of wrath, day of judgment. And so it is part of a Catholic mass setting, and it has those reflective moments, but it also it's kind of like a high stakes thriller in a sense, because it's about love and life and death and judgment and all of this. So it the music goes from being almost tearful and so intimate to sometimes someone just grabbing you by your lapels. That has that kind of raw emotional intensity that just draws everybody in.
I know that Radio Kansas listeners will be especially interested in this concert. I had to take this CD we're listening to this hour. I had to take out of a stack that had been set aside for our Sunday morning program, Sunday Best. And so I know that this music comes around. It is in its entirety long enough that you don't hear it on the radio in one piece, but you get a chance to take part again in an unbroken performance. And you'll be back in your car and headed home and humming the Dies Irae and all the other hits that you hear, the melodies that warm their way into your soul,
Oh,
humming them on the way home. So we hope you'll
I
stay with
always like to
us.
say, it is a long piece. It's about 80 minutes or so, but you actually get out of the concert early because it's the only piece on the program. And so it seems ironic to people that a long piece actually gets you out of the concert hall earlier, to have the night is still young, starting. So we start at 7:30, and I do want to remind people about the pre-concert talk at 6:45 before we start, and that's in the lobby. They'll find it. But this piece, is considered almost like another opera by Verdi, even though it's not an opera. But it has that dramatic flair to it that makes it feel not so much like a Catholic mass, but really like something that's really your heart is on the sleeve almost the whole way through.
I'm going to say something that almost comes off as political, sadly, but I think that the acoustics of Century 2 Concert Hall are a perfect place to hear the blending of so many voices. If you were in a hall that was more live, it would just get lost. It would just get lost. But you are really catered to, I think, as someone in the seats there at Century 2, particularly for a big concert like this. And I think you've got a great opportunity this Saturday evening. So beginning at, well, I'm going to say 6:45. Maestro Daniel Heggie, who's with us this afternoon, he will do his pre-concert talk beginning at 6:45. The downbeat, as it were, is at 7:30,
7:30.
and it's all taking place at Century 2. You mentioned something earlier, and I'd be remiss. The Lux Aeterna. That's as far
Yeah,
as
the
I'll go with
loop.
that. I'll let you describe that.
Right. There's
Oops.
a movement. This the one right before the Libera Me, which you played earlier, is the seventh and final movement. The movement right before that is the sixth movement, called Lux Aeterna, which means eternal light in Latin. And the Wichita Symphonies formed an initiative around the Lux Aeterna campaign. And that is that people in the community can donate to the orchestra in someone's name that they want to memorialize. And it's a very fitting tribute to do it with this Verdi Requiem. And those people who have donated in the audience will actually have a candle. It won't be an actual candle because we don't want any flames, open flames, but they're just battery operated. And they'll turn them on in the Lux Aeterna movement and keep them lit throughout the rest of the concert. And I think it's just going to be a very special and very, very solemn and deeply moving moment.
Is there still a chance to participate in that?
Yes. Yes, people can still call 316-267-7658. Just call to the office, or they can go online, wichitasymphony.org, and they can make their donation there if they would like.
And again, that's the place for tickets, too. So you can take part in that special remembrance, and you can get tickets for yourself and a loved one, and dare I say, maybe some grandkids. Introduce them to the Symphony Orchestra with full chorus. This sort of thing doesn't happen very often. There ought to be a big star on the map of North America showing everybody that this is taking place this Saturday evening.
This is really a bucket list kind of piece to hear for those people who have always wanted to hear it live. Last time we did it was in 2016, so it's been 10 years since we've done it, because it really takes a lot of resources to get it together. You have to have a lot of people on the team working together for such a big enterprise as this.
Once in a decade opportunity, if that. Again, thanks for being with us, Maestro Hege.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks, Ken.